Hello, everyone, and welcome to the School Technology Podcast. My name is Brad Flickinger, and this is episode number 5 for June 21st, 2010. And today we are talking about the upcoming ISTE conference in Denver, Colorado. It is a bit of a user's guide today for the conference. All right, let's get right into it. So, what I really want to cover today, well, first of all, I'm so excited about ISTE coming to my hometown of Denver, Colorado. It's going to be great. All I have to do is drive 45 minutes from my house, and I am there. So I'm really excited about having ISTE in my own backyard this year. Now, as it comes to getting the most out of ISTE, there's a couple of insights that I really want to give you for this. And if I'm calling it ISTE and you're used to calling it NEC, that's just because they did a little bit of a name change. So I'm sorry, educators abbreviate everything. So ISTE is, of course, the International Society for Technology and Education, and they have a conference once a year. It used to be called NECC or NEC, and that was the National Educators Computer Conference. Okay, we got all that out. But anyhow, it's in Denver this year, and it's going to be fantastic. All right, so getting the most out of these conferences, the first thing you've got to do is work the exhibitor's floor. Now, it's massive. It's the size of, it seems, football fields worth of vendors and things. Now, the great thing about ISTE is they cannot sell you anything. They don't have anyone there accepting credit cards or anything like that. So you really are safe as far as if you feel like, oh no, they're going to try to sell me everything. Don't worry about that. They don't sell anything. Now, you might have to give up your contact information, but trust me, I get so much from working the floor of the exhibitor hall. I love to see all the new products that are there, and I have many things, many great things in my school because of what I've seen on these exhibitor halls. So you start on one end and you work your way up and down. Don't be afraid to talk to the people. Don't be afraid to let them scan your little ID badge, but pick their little brains for ideas. Watch their little demonstrations so you can see what's going on in the world of education technology. It is really important for staying up on top of things to really see all the different people and what they're selling and what they have there. And yes, you'll probably get some contacts from them after the conference is over, but that is just fine. It's well worth being able to go from exhibitor to exhibitor and find out what they are selling. I mean, everything from cases for netbooks to new products for your classroom. It is fantastic. So really get the most out of the exhibitor's floor. And now the next are demonstrations. Usually in another part of the conference center, they will have teachers and students doing demonstrations on what they're doing in there. You look through the calendar of events and you tick off the ones that you really want to see. Last year, I really focused on watching what students were doing in broadcast news so I could really get information and get ideas from what I saw other schools doing. So that was really important to me when I saw that. And my wife, who's a principal, she says that's one of her favorite parts, is going to see the actual demonstrations done by actual educators out there in different schools. So they all bring them in and they show what's going on, like a showcase of what they're doing. Now, of course, there are the hundreds of classes and workshops that you can attend. Really scan over the list of offerings there. Try to find those ones that are best for you. Check them all off. And you really kind of have to coordinate your time here because you're zipping all over the whole conference center. But really get in there and see those things. And the last advice I have for you is the social activities that they have. They have these little wine and cheese things and those type. And people think, oh, you know, I'm just going to stay back in my hotel room. I'm not going to really worry about that social thing. I'm shy or whatever. But you know what? Those things are some of the best ways to network with other teachers, other fellow educators that are doing what you're doing. So kind of really work the room. Just say who you are, what you do, and find other people that are really into the same things you are. Because I have a little virtual Rolodex inside my laptop here that connect me with people all over the world that are doing the things that I like to do. So, you know, from my blog, what I do, you know, I do movie making with kids. I do podcasting with kids. I do all these technology rich things. And I have a whole database of people that I can call upon to get ideas from. So those are the things. The exhibitors on the exhibition floor are great. Watch the demonstrations done by other educators. attend all the classes and workshops you can possibly fit in. Trust me, you got plenty of time to sleep when you get home. And then go to the social activities, hang out with other people, pick their brains, and this could be a great ISTE conference for you. So, hey, I'm going to be there. So follow my tweets that I'm going to do, follow my blog, and you'll see where I'm at if you ever want to come and meet me and we can talk about things. So once again, my name is Brad Flickinger with schooltechnology.org, and I will see you at the ISTE conference in Denver next week. Thanks a lot.